traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, equestrians. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network. We're going to have a good show today. We're going to go over the next hour, and we are going to talk about exactly who, what, when, and where International Equine Network is. Back in the saddle again. I just spent 9 months of chemotherapy. I caught cancer 9 months ago, and I'm free and clear as of yesterday. No more cancer, so we'll have shows every week that are really spectacular, as we're going to say. But today on today's show, International Equine Network, I formed many years ago. It was through the experience of my horsemanship that I decided that there needed to be a television channel and radio broadcast of equestrian events from all over the world for all breeds. And that's what we're doing here at International Equine Network now. I've laid out the plan over the last 10 years, here and there, tried different things, different programs, different projects with all breeds. And they have one thing in common. And one thing that they have in common is distribution and information of their event and of their breed. And we don't have any networks like that. International Equine Network is the only network in the world that is just for equine information and distribution. And it's all free. If you're an equestrian and you need to have a promotion of your facility, your services, or whatever breed you have, we're here to do it 24 hours, 7 days a week. All you got to do is call me at 561-466-1272. And if you can do that, then we can get you into our program. And remember, it's all free. If you want to call into our show, it's 323-744-4831. Now, what we do here at International Equine Network is we search all the popular equine sports, which is literally everything. We have something for everybody in this business. If you go to IENTV.org right now, you'll see America's Day at the Races. It's all live, and it's from various tracks across the country. Very good programming. It's about 5.5 hours long. It's all live today, starting with Aqueduct and going from there. And that's what we're trying to do here, provide a free information service to the equestrians of all breeds all over the world. And one of the things that I decided to do was to make equestrian life easy. We want it to be easy for you. One of the things that we're talked about and have been a good partnership with is Hallway Feeds. They can feed any horse anywhere in the world. They can formulate a feed for any horse in the world. They're an excellent company to deal with, very reliable, and it's amazing just what, they've put in the effort into getting their feed done. You can go to www.hallwayfeeds.com or just Google Hallway Feeds. And they'll take you right to it, and they've got a lot of interesting videos that they have there about how they make their feed, interviews with the owners, trainers, and everything, let you know just who they are and how good they are. And, they're a great company to be with. And that's why we, partnered up with them to help them get distribution on their feed, have to get information on their feed via our network. It gives you a straight link to Hallway Feeds. And that's what we're trying to do here. And we can do the same thing for your equine business or discipline or association. Just call us and let us know who you are, where you're at, and what you're doing. And we'll place you on our website for free. You can't beat that deal right there, because you're responsible for your production and your information. And we just added on there, and equestrians come to our website and they see it, and they can go right to your website or to your link and what you do and how you're doing it. And Equestrian Life Made Easy, we have IEN, radio, and television programming is what we have here. You can go to our live station. It's bbsradio.com. They're great people to be with. They have all kinds of information from a variety of things in life. They're the IEN of everything you need to know, radio and TV station. Great people there, Don and Doug. So if you go there and you see today we have live jumping from Europe. If you go there to take a look at that programming. Sometimes we're can be a few 12 hours or 24 hours delay on the live programming from Europe, just because it's a technical thing that we're working out and everything. So Equestrian Life Made Easy, how can we make it any easier than it is? You can go to Camping World. Camping World provides all kinds of RVs and camping sites for the equestrians. You can live just like you're at home. You can go to our Camping World. They have trailers for sale, trailers for rent. They take trade-ins. They do a little bit of everything in there for the equestrian. And it's really nice when you can get through with your racing day or your show day or the sales or, you know, whatever. And you can go back to your own little camper, just like you're at home. And a lot of these campers are really nice, and you can invite clients over, fellow workers over, neighbors, everything. They go from very small to huge RV trailers. That's at campingworld.com. Fantastic for the horsemen. Make yourself accessible to this part of our website, and you can feel how comfortable you can be at the racetrack or the showgrounds. It's unbelievable. In fact, here at Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village in Delray, we've gone from two campers up to almost 40 campers now here on our facility, because we have so many equestrians that are buying campers to come and go to the different you know, shows and racing and sales and so forth. And what we are here at Sunshine Meadows, we're a year-round facility, and we have our season that starts basically the 1st of October and runs through May. And we get a lot of standard bred horses from up north, some of the best in the world. You know, we have Hamiltonian winners, we have Little Brown Jug winners, we have Breeders' Crown winners here that just overrun the place. So we got about 350 standard breds here at our facility. We have a mile track, and then we have a 5/8 mile track for them to train on. And it's a great place for breaking babies, because we have a huge, huge track here. It's over 90 feet wide, and it brings a lot of good things, you know, to these horses, and the babies aren't on top of each other. And when they leave out of here in May, we got a ton of winners, you know, that are hitting that winner circle, you know, just from here. And that's one of the things that, you know, we're talking about, Equestrian Life Made Easy. We also have on here Equestrian of the Week. And what we would like for you to do is to call and let us know about an equestrian that you know of that's doing great work, working with the horses and the people and of the business, and let us know just who they are and what they do, and how long they've been with you, and give us the full rundown on them. And that's our equestrian of the week. This week we have Isabel Worth. She's a dressage lady. For more information on Isabel, go to www.horsey.com. She's an interesting rider, and we wanted to know what happened to her, and we got a hold of some video and some interviews, and now we know what happened to her. So go to ENTV.org there. Then we have our business of the week. And our business of the week is Westgate River Ranch Resort here in South Florida. It's a resort in Dude Ranch, and they have literally any and everything that you could want to do in the equestrian industry there. They've got trail rides. They've got camping. They got restaurants. You name it, they've got it. And it's a great place to go. It's called Westgate River Ranch Resort and Dude Ranch here in South Florida. And if you want to get a hold of them, call 863-692-1321. That's 863-692-1321, Westgate River Ranch. And then we go to the Farm of the Week. And our Farm of the Week is about Heritage Farm. And it's www.heritageheitagefarm.com. If you go to them, you can go behind the scenes. It's a really good thing that they have going there. The video is really good. It takes you behind the scenes and shows you what all's there, you know, at Heritage. Beautiful facility, great people there, real professional horsemen. And you can see what they do. And again, I go back to it. Call us and let us know who your Farm of the Week is, who you like the best. It might be the farm you're at, or it might be a farm that you had visited. But let us know, and we'll put them on our website and let everybody know who our Farm of the Week is and everything. So we can't have a Farm of the Week if we don't have anybody calling us and telling us about their Farm of the Week. And then one of the things that I really like to do at the end of my day, which can be long and tedious sometimes, and get up early or, you know, whatever. But I do always have a little bit of time in the day that I can sit back and relax. And if you go to the middle part of our website, we have family movies on IEM. And this week it's Rodeo Girl. It's a great video. It's about an hour and a half long, and it tells you about how the young lady made her way to the top of the rodeo industry. It's really a good movie. It's called Rodeo Girl. It's about an hour and a half long. And, you know, sit down with the family on a Sunday evening or a rainy day or, you know, a cold day where you can't get out, and get the family together and watch our movies. Like I said, they're all family movies. They're all good, clean cut. And they're from every discipline in the world, from rodeoing to dressage to hunter jumpers to thoroughbreds to standardbreds. You name it, we've got a movie on there for you. And then our weekly program that we do here on IEN is we have a variety of different things that we're putting up to be informational and keep you on top of what's going on, you know, in our business. The first program that we have, and it's a daily program that links you to all types of racing here in the United States. It's called At the Wire. And it says, what's your track live in 2021? Call us at 561-466-1272 or go to ienequine.tv.com. That'll take you right to us, and you can see there, you know, what we have. And let me correct that. It's ienequinetv@gmail.com. Send us an email, and we'll get right back to you the same day you send the email. Then our second little program that we have on a weekly basis, and I like it because I like to eat and everything. It's called Chuck Wagon. And what Chuck Wagon is about, it's about the easy meals. We have four dump-and-go crock pot breakfast recipes that you can go to. And if you come to our website and you can see it, and they slowly go through all the ingredients, the preparation, what you need, how long it cooks, you know, that type of thing. It's a great show. And we would like for you to send us your recipes for what you do on show day or race day or sale day, and how you feed your crew. That's what we would like to see. There's all kinds of different things. And we have a lot of farms here and shows here in Florida, and seafood is really big here. And you would be surprised at some of the seafood recipes and meals that they can churn out fairly quickly, you know, here to the horseman on the go. That's Chuck Wagon. And just email us at ienequinetv@gmail.com and let us know your recipes, and we'll post it up on our Chuck Wagon project that we have here. And then this is the one thing that I don't know a lot about, but I'm excited to watch, and I go to Wellington and to watch the polo matches there. It's called Chucker. And you can tailgate right here on international and domestic polo at globalpolo.com. G-L-O-B-A-L, polo, P-O-L-O-L-O.com. And that will teach you and show you everything about the polo industry. And this week, we're at the Villages of the Polo Club, and here in West Palm Beach, Florida. And they're really a good program to watch. This program is is brought to you by the United Healthcare of Florida. Just a fantastic show. The show is gets pretty interesting. They're all over the board there, and they have all these different players there. And I mean, it's just amazing. Polo is unusual, and a lot of people really don't understand about it and everything. So we're at the Villages Polo Club. United Healthcare is versus Citizen. And the videography that we have there is second to none. I think you'll really like it and enjoy it. And it's something different. It's something unique. And it's not only a good visual, but it's a teaching and learning curve. And you can go to polo fields anywhere in your area and go out and tailgate and sit on the sidelines and watch it live. But come to our internet site, go to Chucker, and they'll tell you everything you need to know. And then one of the things that keeps me really busy and around the clock, and get a lot of good help from Steve Wolf. Steve Wolf is probably the harness person, standard bred person extraordinaire. He's been there. He's done that. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's just everywhere that you could be. And the thing that we have today is just really a kind of exciting for me. It's the Kennethville at hotmail.com. It's French standard bred racing. And it's all in French. If you speak French, you'll like it. If you don't speak French, then you'll like the racing. Very competitive racing. 11 race card on there today that we have. And if you go to it now, you could get in on the second race. Will be coming up here in just a few minutes. And there, then we go to the International Equine Report. From Flying Turns to the International Equine Report. We have a podcast every Thursday at 1 o'clock on bbsradio.com. And then you can get us on iTunes and iHeartRadio and a million other, you know, outlets. So you can't miss us no matter where you're at in the world. That's for sure. But on International Equine Report, what we try to do is bring things, to our viewers and our listeners about what we do, you know, here. And me, as far as my experience is concerned, I spent 3 years with Instone Air Forwarding Services shipping horses all over the world. And if you go to our International Equine Report, you'll see on there how they ship horses by plane. And it will be totally amazing to see how these horses load the plane, where they go, how they go. And on some of the big 747s on international flights and some domestic flights, we'll have horses in the cargo hold. So, you know, it's really an interesting thing. It's different. It's unique. And it's one of a kind. You won't see this anywhere else but on IEN. And it's horse air transport. It's a really good article that we have there. And then we go again with the all of our segments that we have here have domestic and international flavor. So, you know, you can go watch live, you know, harness racing from France, or you can go to Quest for Equine Gold, which we're going to talk about now, and find out what horses are doing all over the world in show jumping and dressage and three-day eventing and everything that the FEI and USEF have to offer is something that we have on Quest for Equine Gold. And this week, let me look here and see what we have on here for the Quest for Equine Gold. You know, it's a beautiful show. It's the Grand Prix event from Europe, and it's really worth going to see and to watch. It's amazing, the beautiful horses, the lights, the action, the interviews. They're all really, you know, right there on top of things. And then one of the things that we have today, of course, on last call, it's about our monthly sales that they have. And this today, and the date is wrong on our website. The sales over, but it was from Tattersall Sales in Europe. Very, very good sales. Different than it is here in the States, but it's something good to watch. Then we go from last call to quarter time live. It's AQHA. It's about the real cowboys in the business and all the things that they do, you know, that we have here. We have the Horse of the West today, 2021. It's a really good and interesting. They got calf roping. They got bulldogging. You name it, they got it. And it's a nice program, very informative. And it helps you understand just what the cowboy did in his day. And that's one of the things that I really do like about it. You know, it tells you the real deal. You know, it's not like thoroughbred racing or harness racing or horse shows. It's the real deal about what the cowboys really, really do. And so that's on quarter time, and that comes on every day. And we try to have as many live programs as we can, but sometimes we run into some different issues, and we end up doing a tape type of thing. But most of our programming is and can be and will be live on there. And then we get down to our last little segment here. It's called Zero to Ten. And the reason that we named it 0 to 10 is that's how you score your side from 0 to 10, and you get your points accordingly. And your side is a beautiful sport that we have. It's just amazing to see these horses dance to music, just completely and utterly amazing what they do, because your side is not a natural gait for a horse. It's a gait that has to be acquired or learned or taught to the horse. And it's very interesting to watch them, you know, dance to the music and see just how they go. And on today's 0 to 10, we're doing a rebroadcast of the Dressage Individual Gold Medal Round from Tokyo in 2021. It's really a great thing, and you'll see the best in the world there from Tokyo and the Olympics. If you just go to our website, you can click on to the 0 to 10, and you'll see the full program on there. And then the thing that's been really taking up a lot of my time, and unfortunately I neglected the website over the last 9 months due to my illness in the hospital stays that I had to be in, but it's called How They Get There, the 2022 Kentucky Derby. The journey starts here on IEN as we follow the most important parts of getting a horse to the Kentucky Derby. And today we have the journey starts with one, with the owner, with one farm, one owner, or maybe multiple owners. But today it's Claymore Farm, and you can take a video virtual tour of Claymore Farm. And it will tell you what they do and how they do it, and it gets you behind the scenes of how a horse starts his process to get to the Kentucky Derby. It's a great piece there about Claiborne Farms. It's one of the oldest farms in the country. They've been around forever. They've had multiple Derby winners and Breeders' Cup winners and all kinds of horses all over the world. And it's a good family. The Hancock family's had it, and they're real professional, and you can't go wrong. But the journey starts with the owner. Visit Claymore Farm on a virtual tour, and you'll see how these horses start out. And then the next step that the owner has to decide is getting a trainer. You got to get a trainer that fits the horse that you have. A lot of trainers are good turf trainers, good sprint trainers, good distance trainers. It takes a lot involved in it. It's called Super Trainers Part 1. And it features Todd Pletcher at our facility here in Palm Beach Downs in Delray Beach, Florida. He brings all his horses down here for the winter, and I think we got maybe 130 of his horses over at our Palm Beach Downs. And that's where he does all his big prep races for the derbies, such as Always Dreamin' did a few years back. He came down here. He trained at Palm Beach Downs. He went down, won the Florida Derby, came back, and won the Kentucky Derby. And also, the trainer is very important. You have to have a trainer that gets along good with the jockeys, the horses, the owners. It's a lot of pressure on the trainer. And basically what he does is he conditions the horse and gets it ready for the first Saturday in May. And it's a long, tedious process. It takes anywhere from 8 months to a year to get these horses ready and everything. And so the owners and the trainers have to get along good. And basically when it comes down to it, it's the trainer comes in and he talks with the owner and he talks with the blacksmith and the veterinarian and the grooms and the exercise riders and the jockeys. And he tells the owner, gives him a final report. That final report is, yes, I think this horse could run in the Derby. No, he's not ready yet to run in the Derby. No, he'll never make a Kentucky Derby. And then you go from there. And when you tell the owner and everybody that you're going to run in the Kentucky Derby, you've got him right and ready to run immediately before the Derby's even over. Now, note that, before the Derby is even over, the trainer's next step is the Preakness and the Belmont. So you got a lot of things that the trainer has to do. He's got to be connected with his owners, you know, on a daily basis. And he's got a pre-plan not only for the Derby, but, you know, the what if. What if we win the Derby? Then we go to the Preakness, then we go to the Belmont. If we run good in the Derby, the trainer has to decide, well, he didn't win the Derby, but he ran good. Maybe we'll go on to the Preakness or to the Belmont. So the trainer starts getting a lot of things being thrown at him, you know, on a day-to-day basis that he's got to communicate with all his staff, all his people, and the owner. And the owner has the ultimate decision of what to do and when to do it and everything. The trainer can just advise and recommend. And when you have a trainer like Todd Fletcher that literally has won everything that you could win in the thoroughbred business, you pretty much, decides for you to help you along, and it takes some pressure off the owner of saying, we should run in the Derby. And then another thing that gets tossed onto the trainers is equine transportation. We have a documentary called First Class in our how they get to the 2022 Kentucky Derby. It's called First Class, and it shows you all the various ways that you need to go to, to get your horse to the Kentucky Derby. And really, the prep races for the Kentucky Derby are scattered out over a 4 or 5 month period there. And transportation is really important. You have to go back to, do we fly the horse to California or do we van the horse? It's a long van ride. It takes a lot out of the horse. It's easier to get on a plane and 4 hours later, you're on the West Coast, or you're from West Coast to New York or to Kentucky or to Florida. So the transportation is a very crucial point on a horse. And some horses, it'll stress out, and they take a day or two to recover. Some horses just take it in stride and doesn't bother them at all. And a horse can lose up to 100 pounds shipping. He can lose a lot of weight shipping because it's very stressful, and it's a long period of time. Flight-wise to California, 4 hours. Transportation-wise, you're looking at 2 days. From Florida to New York, you're looking at about 16-hour trip. To Kentucky, about the same. To Arkansas, a little less. That type of thing. To Texas, about the same. So you got a lot of places that you might have to go and run to prep your horses for the Kentucky Derby. And all this has to come into the trainer's decision. When to ship the horse, how to ship the horse, that type of thing, and how to recover the horse from the shipping. Because remember, when you go somewhere, you got to go back and everything. So there's a lot of things there that you have to worry about. And what you try not to do is get the horse, what they call in the business, off their feet. You don't want to do anything to traumatize them, to stress them out, to get them off their feet, because that's an important part of training to get to the Kentucky Derby. And it goes back to our partnership, Hallway Feeds. You can call them up and tell them, say, hey, look, we're getting ready to ship a horse to California or to New York, and said, he's going to fly, and they can recommend, a good feed program to recover the horse from the trauma of flying or transporting, that type of thing. So as you can see, all the things that we're doing here in International Equine Network is putting a lot of things up there for everybody to look at and to go to. And what we try to do is capsulize each segment into a half hour to an hour long segment. And then that way you can sit down and you can, see what's going on. And part of our how they get to the 2022 Kentucky Derby is very important. It's the blacksmith. We're featuring Steve Norman on the blacksmith segment here. Steve has literally shod just about any kind of horse, any breed, anywhere in the world. Steve's shod a lot of stakes winners, Kentucky Derby winners. Fantastic gentleman, good businessman, but is best noted for his bluegrass music. It's sad to say, all the things that he's done in the horse industry and everything, the winners that he's had, the consultations that he's had with trainers and owners all over the world, Steve will always be remembered as a great blacksmith, but even a better bluegrass band player. Fantastic man, Steve. He's a good man. He's a good horseman. He's just good all the way around. Can't sell him short anywhere. And we already talked about Hallway Feeds, how they feed these big stake horses, which is really a sight to behold to go to their website. But now we come down to the equine sales. Sometimes the owners have a homebred, meaning that they bred them at their farm, or they'll buy one privately from one of their friends, or they go to the sales. And if you go to our equine sales, there we have myracehorse.com, and it's behind the scenes at the Keeneland Yearling Sales. And this is very important for a lot of owners that that aren't into the breeding aspect of it, just the buying end of it. You go to the Keeneland Yearling Sales, and you have the best of the best in the world. And you take your trainer with you, and you take your blacksmith with you. You know, I take your trainer with you, and you go to the sales, and you visually and physically inspect the horses. Then you wait for them to go through the sale ring, and then it's, you know, then it's all out to, you know, whoever's got the most money is going to get the horse and everything. And if all your recommendations from all your staff that you have, and you've done your homework on the breeding of the horse, on the sire and the dam, and the offshoot horses that have run out of the mare and out of the stallion, and they ran good, if they didn't run good. And this is where you really start thinking down the road about the yearling that you buy. One, is he going to be a racehorse? And if so, what kind of racehorse is he going to be? He might be an allowance horse. He might be a claimer. He might end up being a show horse. He could be a derby and a triple crown winner. There's a lot of things that go into those yearling sales. And with the yearlings, after you get them broke and you start getting them ready for a racing career, a lot of people will put them in a two-year-old training sales at various sales sites around the country, like, we'll say, Fasig, Tipton, Keeneland, Del Mar. They all have sales for two-year-olds in training after they, you know, when they get a little older. Ocala, OBS, breeder sales, a lot of good runners come out of there. And so then you go watch them, and they work 3/8 of a mile. They go 3 furlongs. And you kind of judge off of what kind of horse they get, how quick they got into their stride, how the stride was when they galloped out from the 3/8. There's just so many things that you have to look at. And one of the things that I do is if I go to the sales and I see several horses that I like and they work, you know, after seeing them the day before the workout and then seeing them the day of the workout, what I usually do is I go back a day or two later and check on the horses and to see if he came out of the work good, if he was walking good, you know, just what they're going to do with them. And that's the equine sales, or what we call last call. It's behind the scenes at Keeneland, the myracehorse.com, and they'll educate you on how to buy horses. And speaking of racehorse.com, I bought a couple of shares in a distorted humor colt named Iron Gate. He's training with Todd Pletcher. And what I like about myracehorse.com is they offer a lot of horses for sale, and you can buy into what they call a syndicate. Syndicate usually goes from 40 shares on up into a horse. So you can get some real nice horses there at myracehorse.com and see what they have and become an owner, become a part of it. You don't have to know a lot about horses. You can get into the my racehorse business for $100 and own a piece of a horse, and you get all the amenities of an owner at the racetrack. You get a license. You get the whole nine yards when you go in with myracehorse.com. They're really, really good at what they do there, and they're producing a lot of winners. And I can't remember the name of the horse right off the bat, but they've got one, myracehorse.com, running an allowance race is Aqueduct today, and I think it's the 8th race in there for myhorse.com. But sorry about not having the name for it or the post position, but it was something that just came up on our website. You know, so that's what we do with the equine sales. We go through and try to take you to as many sales as we can. Today on last call, we had live from Australia, Goff's yearling sale. It's a really good sales from Australia. Then we have horses from Europe, South America, the United States, you name it, we got it there and everything. Now, after having said all that about all the blacksmiths, the feed, the sales, the owner, the trainer, you know, you name it, comes up very crucial. It's the Derby prep races. Well, you got all these different things going on. You got to sit down and pick out your prep races. Give you a good example. Town of Youth at Gulfstream Park. It's usually three weeks before the Florida Derby. That's a good prep race. It's going a mile on the 16th. It's on the Gulfstream. Very, very good prep race. They also have another prep race. It's not a mile on the 16th. It's 7 furlongs, and it's called the Swale Stakes. And it's very good. It's very competitive. And one of the things that happens in the Swale Stakes is you might use that as a tightener to get him ready for the Florida Derby and bypass the Fountain of Youth. That's what a lot of trainers have been doing, and it works pretty good. And same thing at Hot Springs, Arkansas, before the Florida Derby, or the Arkansas Derby, they have the Southwest Stakes, which is another prep for the Arkansas Derby. So all of the big races leading into the Kentucky Derby usually have one or two races prior to the Arkansas Derby and prior to the Louisiana Derby, prior to the Florida Derby. You know, they have two or three races that get you ready for that. And then, you know, if your horse comes out of it good, you can do that. And it just kind of helps you stepping stone, you know, on the way to the Kentucky Derby. Then you have the other things like the Wood Memorial in New York. There are some minor prep races for it, but usually you just come in there ready to roll for the Derby, and you run in the Wood Memorial, and then, you know, the next stop is the Kentucky Derby. These prep races are very crucial. Sometimes I've seen trainers that have a nice horse, you know, running good, getting ready for the Derby. And you come up and you say, well, you know, I didn't see him in the Fountain of Youth or the Florida Derby. Well, there might have been a race on the undercard on those days that he ran in that would be a mile and 16th or 7 furlongs or a mile, you know, that type of thing. So the Derby prep races is a whole separate project from, you know, the owner and the trainers and all the other things. Usually a trainer has a set of two, maybe three different options. If he runs bad in the Florida Derby, where do we go next? You can go to the Bluegrass Stakes in Kentucky, which is a good race, the Wood Memorial, which is a good race, and it gives your horse credibility, because now if your horse is running good, you're starting to think about breeding rights to your horse, you know, after he retires. You know, where did he run? What did he do? You know, that type of thing. If he's the kind of horse that just ran a bunch of, you know, small races and, you know, scattered all over at smaller tracks, you know, or what have you, you really tend to take a look at that. But when you have the horses that have come in that are prepped, you know, through the big races and on a plan, you know, that helps you, you know, with the breeding rights when he retires. And literally, there have been horses that have won the Kentucky Derby and then retire soon after, you know, to get to the breeding shed, because that, you know, that's an important thing. And you're talking about May to November, the Breeders' Cup, being able to run your horse. And then after that, if you retire, you go to the breeding shed. He usually leaves the first week in November. And goes to the farm, gets acclimated to the farm, and then they start breeding with them in February. So there's a lot of things that the owner and the trainer and everybody involved has to do in order to get a horse to the Kentucky Derby. You'd have to think of the past, the bloodline and the breeding, You have to think of the present, of where he's going and how he's going to get there. And then you have to look at the future after the Kentucky Derby. So hopefully you can get with a guy like a Todd Pletcher that has past, present, and future champions, you know, in his barn. And that's the kind of trainer you want. And that really will get you there to the Kentucky Derby. And then, of course, the first Saturday in May, if you go to our website, we have Churchill Downs information on there. And the greatest thing about that is that you can go and see all the Derby hats, all the Derby memorabilia, anything with Derby. And you can go to and see. And it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference, you know, in your whole attitude for the 148th Kentucky Derby, sponsored by Woodford Reserve. It's something to think about. Start planning your visit to the Derby. And my suggestion is that sometime in the spring or the fall, you know, if you can take a little vacation, depending on where you live and, you know, and all, and go to Lexington and to Louisville, and you can go out to Keeneland Race Course and see horses training. You can go to Churchill and see the horses training. And you can see all the things that they have to offer. You can see where the box seats are at. You know, you can pick out your seat and then reserve it next year for the Derby. You know, type thing. You can see all the entertainment. Derby Week is 10 days long. It's an unusual festival. Not many of them are like it in the country. Every day, 10 days prior to the Derby, they have something. They have balloon races. They have fireworks. They have an air show. They have food. They have, you name it, they've got it, dances and parties to go to. And you can be a part of all that by going to ChurchillDowns.com. It's really good. We have a domestic and international equine events. Like I said today, we got the December sale from Cattersalls, it's a great auction to watch. You hear the voices are different than, you know, here in America. They're European voices, and it makes this sale exciting. And you try to pick out how much money, you know, they're going to pay for the horses. And you don't have to be an expert at it or know anything about it. You can just pick a number out and say, well, I think horse number one, hip number 110 is going to sell for $100,000. You might sell for $2,000 or $5,000, or you might sell for $1 million. That's the great part about watching the sales. You never do know, and it's always fun to kind of guess and see what they're doing and get your family together and everybody pick a price that they think the horse is going to sell for. And, you know, it's a good family entertainment type thing. And then if you do want to get serious, they have all the links, you know, to all the places where you can buy horses at. And, you know, who knows, you might end up going through myracehorse.com and being an owner to on there. But that's our international segment. And then the USA, we have on there today. It's an Olympic event. It's a mandatory training event for the U.S. Equestrian Olympic team. They've got show jumping, three-day eventing, dressage, you know, if they got it. And also, it's really nice because what I like is the three-day eventing. And three-day eventing is cross-country, and you go over all kinds of water jumps, hedgerows, fences, stone walls, you name it. You know, they put it out there for the horse to compete over. And then he competes one day in three-day eventing, one day in dressage, and one day in show jumping. So you're getting literally 3 days of entertainment there that you can go and see. And especially in Lexington, if you go to the Kentucky Horse Park and Google it, they're a fantastic facility, good for the family. They got horseback riding, camping, swimming, you name it, they've got it there for you. Good restaurant there on the premises. Very, very exciting place to go. The kids would love it and what they have. Then we have one of our final ones, which is the International Equine Report. It's one of the things that that we do. We actually had two segments on that. But today on our International Equine Report, we're looking at jumping, 1.55 meter jumping. It's really exciting to see these horses jump, you know, these jumps, and just unbelievable. It's the European finals that we have out there, and it's a great show to watch. Beautiful horses, a good entertainment. That's on our International Equine Report. Segment two. The other segment we have on International Equine Report, let me scroll back up here to see what it is. Oh, it's the horse air transportation. So you see air transportation on our report, and then you can see live show jumping from Europe on there. Then there's some of the other things that we're trying to do here that we use a lot. It's kayak. You search one and you're done. You can get housing, all kinds of information from kayak. And it's great to have the horseman there, you know, to be able to use it. And the greatest thing about our website that we have here is we're a one click, or actually two clicks. Click one to get to us and click one to what service you need. You know, if you look at kayak, they've got transportation anytime, anywhere. You know, it's just amazing what they do. Members get great rates and savings on flying. You know, they you can fly New York, Las Vegas, Washington, New Orleans, Dallas, Honolulu, you know, and then they got international destinations that you can go to. It's just unbelievable what kayak can do for you. And it's a one-stop shop. If they don't have it, then you don't need it. And that's for sure. And so we kind of like that with kayak. And then one of the things that we try to do is make things easier for them. If you're out on the road, no matter where you're at in the world, you can go to AmericanBank.com. It's just unbelievable the places that they have, where you can go. You know, they've got credit cards, home loans, auto loans, investing, saving, checking accounts. You know, they have a little bit of everything. And they're just about anywhere you go in this world, you can find, you know, an American Bank facility, you know, somewhere. And so, you know, one click and you're there, and that helps you with what you need to do financially when you're out on the road. Then this is the most important thing that a horseman can have. We have what we call the Equestrian Weather Report. Go to theweatherchannel.com, and they'll tell you anywhere in the world what the weather is. And that's important, not only from when you get ready to leave your farm, what the conditions are at the farm, which you know because you're there, but when you leave, go to weatherchannel.com, you can literally follow the weather your entire route to wherever you're going, whether it's by plane, train, auto, or truck. You can follow the weather report everywhere you're going and know what to anticipate and what to, you know, to do with your horses. You might be headed towards New York, and you go to the Weather Channel and find out that it's, you know, heavy storms, rain, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, it's not good traveling weather for your horse. So, you know, the Weather Channel will tell you all that. And after you get all that, and you need overnight stabling, which we have a link here on our website. It's called thehorsemotel.com. They have international and domestic stabling anywhere in the world, and they can put you into a stable right off the bat. They can help you get housing for the night, not only for your horse, but for you. They can tell you about veterinarians that are local there. And they're just a fantastic thing to do. It's equine overnight stabling. Go to www.horsemotel.com, and they'll tell you it ain't everything that you need to know. And then one of the things that I hope we get a lot of people to do here is get into our internet, our equestrian information market. And what that is we highlight products of the equestrian industry This week we got Cal Density Black Label. It's an all-in-one product for bone, joint, hoofs, heart, attitude, and overall program for helping keep your horse healthy. And let's go to www.caldensity.com, caldensity.com, and everything. And that really helps you with your horse to get them on the right step. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about is MapQuest. MapQuest will get you anywhere you need to go here in the United States. And the thing I like about it is they have a segment in there for trailers. And you can tap onto the trailer part of MapQuest, and it'll tell you what roads you can and can't go on and everything. And then last but not least, my favorite one is ship.com, S-H-I-P.com. You can get groceries from your local grocery stores, no matter where you're at in the country. You can get prescriptions from like CVS, drugstore. You can get just about anything you want. Like in our area here, we have like Target, Winn-Dixie, Publix, CVS, Bed Bath & Beyond. They have a lot of things there. You'll have to check your local area that you're in. Just put your zip code in at ship.com and they'll tell you what stores are available. But the thing I like about it is you can order food as long as it's over $35 in price for your order, and you're a ship member, you will get your groceries delivered free, and you can get them delivered free every day as long as you make the $35 requirement and that you are a ship member. And if you call us at 561-466-1272, I will give away a year's membership to the next person that calls us at 561-466-1272. And you can experience the ease, and you don't have to wait in line. You don't have to drive to the store because they bring it right to your door, whether you're on the farm, whether you're at your house, apartment, motel, or showgrounds or racing. They'll bring it to you. So, guys, it's been a good day today for me because I'm cancer-free. And the people at the Florida Cancer Institute took good care of me and got me home back up here to do this. And hopefully our programming will take a step up by having you all call us or go to our website, inequinetv.com. At gmail.com, or just give us a call, 466-1272. That's 561-466-1272. Until next Thursday, Equestrians, I'll be waiting for your answers and your questions and to find out who you are, where you're at, and what you're doing. This is Scott Miller from the International Equine Network.